Welcome to the Envision Crystal Clear podcast with your host, Lisa McGarity. And each week we're learning about crystals and crystal properties and the mixing and the matching that you can do. I feel like you're a bartender with much more positive results.
That's a perfect description. I love it.
I mean, we've been talking about the turquoise stone, and you've mentioned how that stone could be used with clear communication. I feel today in 2022, we should all probably be walking around with some sort of combination of turquoise, because nobody seems to be able to get through to one another today. I feel like there are artists out there, there are musicians out there, and things are getting misinterpreted. Things are getting lost in the essence of what they're trying to say, and it's just really rough right now to get your point across.
You're completely right, and I think people are misunderstanding each other, and it's a good time to kind of take a deep breath and just try to hear what people's real true intentions are when they speak.
So with the amount of anxiety, which is, I think, keeping people from wanting to hear each other, in an artistic sense, I'm a musician. I'm trying to get my point across. It's not happening lately. Everything that I put out there is getting misconstrued and taken the wrong way, and everybody's mad. How would I use a piece of turquoise, the clear communication stone, to help me in that situation?
So if you're an artist or a creative who's already got work out in the public sphere and you want it to be perceived correctly, I think this would be a great stone for that. If you're a musician, I'm not sure, maybe you have some ideas. How would you, so if you're an artist and you've made a painting, then you can easily work with the image of the painting. But if you're a musician, would you consider looping your music and letting it play for an hour or two in the presence of the stone?
It depends on the type of music, I guess, and the genre of music. Like, I have a friend who, he writes professionally. He's part of this brand new but increasingly successful songwriters guild. And he was talking to me the other day how sometimes it's getting difficult. People still want to talk about the COVID situation or the pandemic of the last 2 years. And it's hard to write with people that don't necessarily have a grasp on what they're trying to say.
Well, that's very true. And I think there's such a thing as writer's block. And whether you're a painter, poet, a graphic designer, a musician, a lyric writer, we all go through block times.
So I'm sitting down. I can't get out what I want to say. I have a turquoise crystal in front of me. How would I use that stone to help the thoughts start flowing?
So I'm a big fan of actually putting the stone close to the chakra that it's impacting.
Okay.
So for turquoise, for me, that would either be the throat chakra, or it might even be this kind of eighth chakra people are talking about now, which is loving communication. And that's an energy center between heart and throat, so kind of right at the breastbone. And so I would lay down, because I'm a little bit crazy, so this is the stuff I do at home. I would lay down, take a few deep breaths, go into a meditative state, and just rest that chakra center with the turquoise and kind of open it up. So if I wanted to do throat, I'd get into a very relaxed state. I'd breathe deeply, do my internal chakra cleanse in meditation, and then add that turquoise to the throat. The throat chakra, for those of you who are creatives, this is your powerhouse. That's where writing comes in. That's where artistic inspiration comes from. It also opens us up to clairaudience. So we hear by opening the throat chakra clairaudiently.
So even if you were a psychic or into tarot or anything like that and the messages aren't coming through, that's how you would open them up?
That'd be a great way to open back up if you've already been open, or open to something new. Create a new link with spirit would definitely be something you could do with turquoise.
So how would you program the turquoise stone to open up your creative and receiving qualities?
So if that was my intention, I would definitely begin by clearing the stone. You have a high spiritual vibration when you clear the stone first, whether you pass it through sage or incense or through some cool running water. You want to take out any negative vibration before you connect to spirit. And then do the same programming method that we sometimes talked about, where you channel energy from the heavens, energy from the earth, and send that energy into the stone. And you affirm that this stone will now be a tool for spiritual growth and spiritual communication. And you could even make an affirmation like, you know, I charge this stone to be for me a connecting point to the highest spirit guides who can bring wisdom, creativity, and inspiration to me. And so it is. And boom, your stone is charged.
So if I was a writer and I'm not getting the words out, I'm just not coming up with ideas at all anymore, whether I'm a poet or I'm a TV writer, it's the same. I get paid to write ideas down and they're not coming. Would you use a similar approach?
I think that would be fantastic. There's no reason not to. You can even just sit for a few minutes and meditate while holding the stone in your left hand. That will help your body open up throughout your whole energy system, throughout your whole aura. The left side receives, and you would be receiving the energy of the turquoise by holding it that way.
You said run it under cold water. Why cold?
Okay, so this was taught to me even when I was a kid collecting rocks. My family used to tell me to just go ahead and run it under water for a second. Mm. I guess you could do it under warm, but the cold seems to remove any negative energy. I even know someone, I haven't used this method myself, but I know someone who puts all her stones in the freezer overnight, thinking that that will actually remove any negative energy, and then takes them out the next morning and boom, begins from there.
So we talked about using turquoise in different settings. We're talking about writer's block and using a clear communication stone for artistic creativity and increasing your ability with that. But if you use the same stone for different reasons, would you have to recharge it every time?
I don't think so. I mean, my feeling here is if you have a stone that you have a great relationship with, that stone has a spirit. And that spirit's getting to know you, and you're getting to know the spirit of the stone. So if you're working for similar related things, most likely it's going to still work great, and there'll be even more rapport, not less.
Does a stone have a shelf life? Do you need to renew your stones every certain number of years?
I do think that, you know, stones come from the earth realm, and the earth realm moves really, really slow. So when we say shelf life, we're thinking of human things. Usually, no, you don't have to renew your stones. But what you might need to do is cleanse them from time to time, clear them, let them have a rest. And you'll probably get an intuitive feeling when it's time to do that.
You know, you mentioned the idea of taking the turquoise stone and asking it to help you with creativity. We're not always artistic, but maybe we work in a job, even like a lawyer's office or something like that, where you're just trying to get noticed and to be creative in a way of coming up with a new filing system or a new way to answer the phone. Would you still use the turquoise in that sense of creativity?
Absolutely. I mean, I think we all have these moments where we need a creative solution. If there's a problem, you need creativity. If something's not working, you need to be able to see it different. So the great thing about turquoise is it brings a new vision. And a lot of times that's what we need.
What would be the stone to pair with turquoise if you're really at a dead end with an idea?
So in other words, is the idea not working or do you need a new idea?
The idea is not working, and one last-ditch effort before you scrap it to maybe move on to a new idea. What if perhaps we just need to add some crystals and see if that works?
So it's your Hail Mary pass, is what you're telling
yes.
me.
Yes, you used the football reference. I am so proud of you.
Thank you. So basically, I would add this to a couple of big guns if I was feeling really stuck. It is a good unblocking stone. I might also add something like a Herkimer diamond, which is very powerful. I might also add something like a smoky quartz. I might add something like obsidian. These for me are more potent kind of in terms of breaking blocks. I'd put them all together with a prayer or a request from the universe that everything be set right and that the blocks be removed.
The Herkimer diamond, if I remember that from geology, that's the diamond that's made under pressure, right?
Yes, it's only mined in one place in our state, upstate in Herkimer, New York. And it has a very, very hard, dense, almost like a diamond. It is quartz, but it's a very hard configuration of the quartz. It's a great manifester.
Lisa, when we return, we're going to move on to other crystals. I had a great time for the last couple of episodes talking about turquoise. But as you mentioned, there's thousands of stones here.
There's thousands of stones.
So the possibilities are pretty much endless.
Completely endless.
One more time, where would we find more about these stones and how can we order them from you?
You can come check us out at envisioncrystal.com or come visit us in the 3D world at 109 Arden Place, Port Jefferson, New York.
We'll talk to you soon. Have a great day.
Have a great day.